The time is 2:03 p.m. on October 27, 2025, and I am convening the fourth meeting of the Ad Hoc Executive Director Search Committee of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association. This meeting is being conducted pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act and the Association's antitrust policy. All information disclosed or discussed is to be used only for carrying out the business of the association. Proper notice of the meeting was filed on October 16, 2025, and published in the Texas Register in accordance with the Texas Open Meetings Act. A copy of the notice should be attached to the summary of the official minutes of this meeting. A quorum is achieved as all four members of the committee have been confirmed to be present by video or audio conference or in person. Also in attendance are Executive Director Bart Bowles, General Counsel Dan Price, and Association employees Jarrett Terry, Topping Haggerty, and Brandy Nichols. And from the Texas Department of Insurance is Sean Martin. All right, now that we convene the meeting, thanks everyone for gathering. Look forward to the board meeting tomorrow. We'll jump right in on today's agenda. And agenda item number one is the consent agenda, consideration of the minutes from the October 20th meeting. Any comments to those minutes, questions, concerns? If not, there is a resolution to consider on page 1-1 of the briefing material. I'll consider a motion.
So moved.
Second. James Huckabee.
With the resolution moved and seconded, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the resolution, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those minutes are adopted through resolution. On to item number two, candidate submissions. Bart, I know we wanted to go through, we have a list here of the criteria and evaluation process, the distribution process, and then get into the specific responses. But do you want to walk through first the solicitation package?
Yes.
And the process that we used in this second distribution?
Yes, this won't take long. I just wanted to read into the record the process that we follow here because it's very thorough and appropriate process to do this search. So I'll begin with on August 20th, the committee did make some revisions to a revised executive director solicitation package. The staff made the changes as directed by the committee. Then on August 29th, a notice was published in the Nola Wire regarding this expanded executive director search process and the availability of the search solicitation package on the association's website. The contact information for General Counsel Dan Price was also included. And we disclosed that October 15, 2025 would be the deadline for submissions from any interested persons. A notice was also posted on the LinkedIn jobs page by Dan. And then I added this to the International Association of Insurance Receivers website. So we had good coverage. I believe Dan had some expressions of interest, had some phone calls, his office to attend. By the October 15th deadline, 7 submissions had been received. We will not talk about the specifics of those or any names until we get to executive session, but I wanted the record to reflect that 7 applicants did submit their information and interest in the position. On the bottom of the page, you hear, see, these were the required elements that were in the solicitation package that we asked for each applicant to provide: their resume, a narrative on their qualifications, interest, time that are available, and experience in the position or for the position. They were to provide references and their compensation expectations. In addition, any applicant submitting as an independent contractor, which was an expansion in this offering, we had additional items we asked them to submit. I won't read through all those, but these were in the application submission package and fully disclosed. So the committee can discuss these qualifications and requirements in executive session. We did include in the package as a reminder for the committee what the executive director job description looked like, the qualifications for all applicants, and then the qualifications for independent contractor requirements. These were just provided as a reminder for the committee to read through. We can talk about each one of these in relation to the applicants when we get into executive session. And Ted, that's really all I thought we needed at this time to put into the record.
Perfect. Thanks, Bart. And as mentioned, we'll go over those submissions in executive session. But prior to executive session, one more line item on the agenda is to discuss the interview process. I want to identify those among us that will be participating, interviewing these candidates, the questions and protocols will follow in the schedule as well. And Bart's got that listed here if you want to walk us through, Bart.
Yes. So I'm assuming that all committee members will want to participate in the interviews, and we will work on that or work toward that goal as we begin to do some scheduling. The interview questions and protocols are in your packet on 3-2. That's a tentative and initial list. You are not constrained by that list, but it's something to guide your thought processes and some of the key areas that we think will be interested to hear from the applicants. And then the most important thing, I had envisioned the process that the committee would look at the list of date ranges I have on screen from November, the beginning of November through mid-December, and tell us when you're available. We can find the availability first of the committee, and then for those individuals you want to interview, we will ask them for their availability on those specific dates. So you can see it's every week within November and the first 2 weeks of December. There may be conflicts in there, but we'll just have to work through it as the committee. And we can also address that in executive session.
So, Bart, would you prefer us to go through these dates and hammer out availability now or in executive session?
It's really not confidential.
It's not confidential except for your schedule. Yep. I want that to be public. I don't know.
It's but up to you. Involved.
Yeah, I'm fine with, I'm prepared to do it now. Unless, do any committee members have a problem discussing availability in general session?
None.
Okay.
None.
Okay. Then let's just discuss this now. And I will note, and maybe my calendar's off, but it looks like our dates begin on Sundays and go to Thursday. So maybe we're one date off on most of these, like the November 2nd through the 6th would be the 3rd through the 7th.
It's quite possible. Right. I'm challenged by calendar. They are Sunday through Thursday. So shift one day on all of these. You're right.
And then I'll chime in first just because I had opportunity to look and my calendar's kind of a mess. That first week, but for the third, I'm out. And then I'm not available that next week. But then the following dates, I have good availability. And I'll just give folks my dates.
Okay.
So first of all, the week of the 15th, I'm open. I'm starting at the bottom. The week of the 15th, I'm available that whole week. The week of December 1st, I'm available that whole week. And aside from those 2 weeks, for the four sections of I'm available November 3rd, 17th, and 18th.
3rd, 17th, 18th. Okay.
Yeah.
And then all on the last two.
That's correct.
Okay. Let's just go down the list here. James Huckabee, your availability on, I'll call out the dates that Ted was available. You tell me about those. 3rd okay. of November.
Okay, we moved it to Monday, right?
From Sunday. Yes.
Yes, I'm available.
Okay. The 17th and 18th of November.
Yes.
Okay. The week beginning December 1st through the 5th, anytime that week that you are not available.
No, I'm available.
Okay. And then the week of December 15th through the 19th.
I'm available at that time as well.
Okay. Moving right on. Next on my list is Jim Harrison.
I'm available 3rd, the 17th, and the 18th.
Gotcha.
And then the last 2 weeks listed, I will be out of town.
You're out those 2 weeks. Thank you very much. Frank Beeman, your availability serves beginning with November 3rd.
November 3rd through the 7th, I will actually be in Austin on the 6th for an HHSC meeting, but I'm open that whole week. The November 10th through 14th, I'm open. The next
those are out. Those are out. So 17th and 18th.
17th and 18th, I am not available. Neither one of those.
Okay. December 1st through 5th.
I'm available.
Okay.
And I'm not available the 14th or 15th tonight or 15th to 18th, whatever it was.
So we have some challenges here. Mm-hmm. Looks like the one date where everyone is available is November 3rd. And on the rest of that, we have different vacancies. So may I ask that each of you move forward and look at that's New Year's. So January 5th through 9th.
I'm completely available.
Frank is yes.
Jim is yes.
Jim is yes. James?
Yes.
And Chair Huckabee, I'm sorry, Chair Kennedy.
He was yes.
Can't hear you, Ted.
Sorry. I can do the 5th and the 6th. There's an ACLI board meeting starting the 7th.
5th.
December?
No, this is no, January.
You were.
We're going.
5th and 6th. Yeah. Okay, let's try one more week and then we're going to do a little work here. 12th through the 16th of January.
I'm fully available.
Frank is yes. Mr. Huckabee?
Yes.
Mr. Harrison?
Yes.
Chair Kennedy?
The 12th, 13th, and 14th for sure. Question mark 15 and 16.
Okay, so where we are, November 3rd would be our first target. I'm a little concerned with doing an interview on the 3rd and not having another interview until January. I'd like to have the interviews closer together so there's some consistency what we're asking. So I would like to target January 5th, 6th, and the 12th, 13th, 14th. Those are our target interview dates.
Sounds good. And then we're going to discuss in executive session whether we're going to interview the entire group or select among them.
Yes, sir. So did you get that, Mr. Huckabee?
Yes, I'm good.
Okay.
5, 6, 12, 13.
Yes. I hope I'm around. I guess I'll have to. Okay. Ted, thank you for taking the time to do that. That scheduling is going to help. But we will talk a bit more about scheduling when we get to the executive session.
Perfect. And that's where we're heading now to item 4 executive session, unless there's anything else, Bart.
I have nothing else, sir.
Okay, the time is 12, I'm sorry, 2, 7.
I don't know what time.
There you are. It's back.
It's Ted, you're back. So restate, please. The time is?
Sure. The time is 2:17 on October 27, 2025, and I am recessing the regular session of the Executive Director Search Committee meeting of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association in order for the committee to meet in executive session pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act. The time is 3:07 on October 27, 2025. The executive session of the Executive Director Search Committee of the meeting has concluded, and I am reconvening the regular session of the Executive Director Search Committee meeting pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act. That said, I think we're on to agenda item number 5, consideration of possible action from things discussed in executive session. Bart, I don't believe we have anything that we need to take action on. Is that correct?
You're very right. You're correct.
Okay, so with that said, we'll move on to item number 6. Identification that with the upcoming board meeting tomorrow, we'll need to summarize this meeting and provide report tomorrow. I'm happy to do so. Bart, will you and staff provide something or do you want me just to write something?
I think you can just write that. The key thing is protect the confidentialities, and I think it will be good to have the tentative and targeted interview dates so the full board knows the timing of the process.
All right, I'll be sure to include that. Can't say that I'm going to devote hours in my drafting, but I'll work it on the fly tomorrow. Hopefully it will be sufficient for the board. But on to item seven, just as you noted, Bart, we have tentatively identified as a committee and as in staff that we will be looking to interview our candidates selected for the interview process the first 2 weeks of January.
Exactly.
And once we have availability from those interviewees, then Bart, I presume you will send out invitations for the exact dates and times. But for now, we're penciling in those first 2 weeks of availability.
And my anticipation here is that you will have two dates for interviews. So there'll be two meetings there. And then we will have a committee meeting before the board meeting to assemble those thoughts and determine if there is a recommendation that can be provided to the board on January 27th. And as part of that meeting, I'll say, based on this recommendation, if there's something accepted by the board, what's the remaining timeline to finalize the engagement? So be prepared for three meetings in January. And we will get you some targeted dates as soon as we talk to candidates.
All right, working overtime. We get time and a half for that, right?
Yeah, we're really going to work on that compensation.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the whole?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Considering the timing, does this require any type of reassessment of your prior time frame?
No, the time frame was always, we thought we'd be interviewing in November and December with a recommendation coming to the board at its January meeting. We're still going to make the January meeting. We're just getting the shift interviewed into January. The goal has always been when we did, once we moved to a second round, to try to engage someone by the end of first quarter 2026. That will leave us three quarters of the year for transition as needed.
Thank you.
In part on that note, so that's my understanding as well. There's nothing we need to do with respect to you and your tenure to carry us through the 2026 at this point, right?
No, it'd be nice to me. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah. We got to make sure you don't bomb a nose on day one come March or whenever. Okay.
No, I've committed to stay and share as much as I can to assist the new person in transition throughout the end of the year. The association's always been good to me, and I plan on making sure I leave the association in the best position I can.
We expect nothing less.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. Okay, anything else from committee members, staff? If not, topping, the time is 3:11. On October 27, 2025, in this meeting of the Executive Director Search Committee of the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association that has been held pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act is adjourned.